Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is Tuesday, September the 27th, 2016. We have a live show for you today. Sorry about yesterday. Been having some back issues, and man, something that happened a while ago. I got hit by a car and it kind of messed up my back. So every once in a while it'll flare up on me, and I've been busy doing some things, and it's been doing that as of late. So I had to try to get that rectified. So wasn't able to do the show yesterday, but we're going to carry on today. We'll pick up from the show that we were going to have yesterday, and we will pick that up. So just want to say thank you all, and for all of you that reached out and was checking up on me, it's a whole lot better, you know, with the back. You got to let it calm down once it flares up. So that's what I'm doing now, and hopefully, especially don't want to be going into what's going to be happening here in the future with a bad back, but it's something that, you know, had to deal with, and we move on. So just want to thank you all. So today is Tuesday, September the 27th, 2016. Got a live show for you today. It's going to be the show that we was going to have yesterday. Very important. A lot of things that's going on. But before we do that, let's take care of the business at hand. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, first taking care of Black Talk Radio Network to ensure that it will continue to be here in the future for those that we've yet not named, and for us to be able to come and synchronize and to come together with collective prudence for our overall beneficial good in the future, especially for what's going to be happening as it continues to unfold globally, regionally, nationally, statewide, countywide, community-wise, and your home-wise. So this is very important that we have Black Talk Radio Network available to us all, and the only way that we could do that is if we support it, and it was started by us by way of Scotty seeing the need and necessity for it, and was tired of having to go about other people's means to bring the appointed articles, the appointed issues, the appointed people to our overall collective community for a decision to be made for what's in our best interest. And so started Black Talk Radio Network. And I think Scotty started it, he started it in 2008. Very pivotal year in 2008. A lot went on, and it was probably a great indication of some of the things that Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project was going to be doing in the future. So how do we support this? It's so necessary that we do, because if we don't support it, it will not be here for you. And many of you listen to it daily. And because you listen to it daily, I think it's very important for you to feed the roots instead of just eating the fruit, because it's going to be so necessary. You can do that you can support it by giving financial energy, making cash donations to Black Talk. You can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding, Digital Black Media. Right there on the website, you can see the crowdfunding Digital Black Media campaign that's going on. It's right next to the home. Just click on it there, and there are three ways in which you can make your financial contributions and donations to the Black Talk Media Project. And you could do that by option number one, becoming a one-time contributor of $24.99 or less via PayPal, or by sending a check or money order. You can send a check or money order for all three of the options. Send a check or money order. Make that check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, that's Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And by you doing that, giving a contribution of $24.99 or less, all contributions and donations are extremely, extremely important and are appreciated. You will receive the monthly statistical performance report for the radio station, the social media operations, as well via email. So make sure you have a good email so that you can actually receive that information. Option number two, for just one penny more, you can make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you'll receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, one of the most comfortable t-shirts that I own or I have. And this is as an appreciation for your contribution of $25 or more. If you would like more than one t-shirt, t-shirts will be distributed in increments of $25 or more. So if you want two t-shirts, that's $50. Three t-shirts, $75. Four t-shirts, it would be $100, so forth and so on. Make sure that you leave a good size for each t-shirt that you're going to receive. Make sure you have the appropriate size for that t-shirt, okay? Also, I would say make sure you leave a good shipping address. Make sure you leave your telephone number and also a good email, so just in case there is a question or some shipping issues, that can be more appropriately and easier resolved because of the information that you're given. Also, option number three, you can become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the email reports from option number one and receiving the free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt from option two, you will be eligible to receive gifts from the network from time to time for your contribution and as appreciation for your contribution to the network. So those are the three ways which you can actually continue to support the network. Also, you can go to become a part of BTR Community. It is a online social media platform that's been put together by Black Talk Radio Network, and that's what the BTR stands for. BTR Community is a social media outlet that is here for you, and you can rest assured that your overall information will not be sold, and you can have more confidence that you won't be adversely affected for your opinion or your ideas or the things that you want to support. Also, it's a great way for you to support some of the things that's going on in the community by posting it there inside of BTR Community. It was something that we had talked about with Scotty and asked Scotty to do it because wanted to get off of FedBook, known as Facebook, because it is nothing more than data mining that's going on there. So I was just asking if it could be done. Scotty liked the idea. We put it together. And now I only post inside of BTR Community information, and I don't post inside of Fed book anymore, Facebook. I don't think it's necessary. It is actually being used against us. If you continue to use the tools that the manipulators use, those tools will be wrenching against you. No way around it at all. That's why they're there. And that's why that outlet is there. Some people think that it's free. It's not free at all. So with BTR Community is on a one-time contribution of $24 a year. That's very, very reasonable. And that's basically $1 a week, $24, you're done for the year. And this is what it's going to be used in, to maintain the overall site. And I think this is very, very important that we support these types of things, because there are very few things that are really supporting us. I'm going to tell you, other media outlets, social media outlets are using you. And they're going to continue to domesticate, school, and train you in a way that that best benefits their overall agenda. I think it's very important that we establish our own, which has been established in BTR Community. So you can also find BTR Community on the website for Black Talk Radio Network. Look in the far right-hand margin. Just go down and you'll see a B that's there, and it says BTR Community. Click on there and then join. Also, if you're interested in acquiring the precious metals by transferring your cash into real money, remember when they found and opened up the overall tombs of the kings and nobility of the past, you didn't find one piece of paper in there. What you found in there was silver, gold, and other real precious metals, because they're real money. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the things, and a very critical and important thing for you to be able to protect yourself and your family in the future, because we're moving from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. And if you would like to do that, you could do that with us at Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com, prosperitymint.com. Before you purchase it, before you actually engage in acquiring the precious metals from Prosperity Mint, first look at everything that's there, then text me or email me before you make that, you actually engage in a purchase, because I need to talk to you about some things before you do it. It is in your best interest that you do that. What you want to do is just contact me. You can text me at 951-790-8330 or email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, and I will respond to you and then get in contact with you and go over some of the things that are very, very important. You want to make sure that you are going to be getting what you need, and you understand what it is that you have, and have a better way of actually engaging in that process. I want to protect you. It's not protecting me. It's protecting you. So make sure, don't deviate from that. Make sure you contact me. Okay? So with that being said, let's jump into today's show. And let me see real quickly. Hopefully, yep, I think we are good to go. Let's check out what's in the news. Let me just pull this up real quick. I'm going to try to do it a little different. Why? Because I think it would be more effective, because I don't want to lose my place with you all and have to log back in. So we're going to jump to what's in the news. There's a lot that's going on. As we always say that, because there is, and we need to take a look at some of those things. So just let me queue up this really quickly. Had it, and then made a mistake, and here we are. One second, then we're going to get into what's in the news. Okay. Man, I was, one brother had posted, my man Kashif had passed away at 56. Love that brother. Great music, and just made the great transformation. And I definitely, definitely enjoy the great music, and just that this brother was truly a great icon and still is, as he's made the great transformation. Much love and much respect to the brother and his family. So just wanted to, there was someone posted that inside of BTR today. Let me just pull up some of the things that we posted, and then I will get right to what's in the news. So Sorry about the little delay, but we're going to, here it is. My one of the things, as I was telling you, I live kind of in a rural area, and since living here, the overall internet connection is much, much, much slower than it was before. So let me just pull up. Here we are. We have it. I have it. So let me just get to the bottom and get to where we can get into what's in the news. So while we're doing that, pulling up some, getting to the bottom of it all, get to it, posted a lot since this weekend, actually over the weekend, posted a whole lot too, but we're not gonna get to all of that. So almost here, here we go. And in the meantime, everyone, hold on 1 second. You know, there's a lot of people paying a lot of attention to yesterday's dog and pony show, because that's all it really was. And I just hope that we do not engage in that form of thinking that that is actually what's some of the important things that surround us, because it's not. And I'm glad that we do have Black Talk Radio Network, and we do have Tando Radio Show, where, and we have the listeners that we have, and we have the contributors that we have, because we're able to actually have a more clear view of what's going on globally and actually position ourselves accordingly. So here we go. Got everything from what's in the news. Let me make sure. Here we go. I went a little too far. All right, here we go. First story from what's in the news. It came from the Daily Caller. Congressman Charlotte's rioters hate white people. I put this inside of I put it inside of BTR Community under Tando Radio Show. My commentary was, please really listen to what he is saying. He is telling why the system can't be trusted, nor people like him. It was a really good one that's there, and if you heard it, we may play it later in the week. Thought it was really, really important, because it's all a setup what's going on here. Next article came from the Daily Economist. As China prepares to announce their gold reserve amount by the end of the month, debate over gold-backed yuan increases sharply. And I said major news movement, which is going unnoticed by those that it will affect the most. And ladies and gentlemen, people that this will affect the most is people within our community. We definitely will pick up this on Thursday or Friday. Very, very important. China is going to announce their overall gold holdings. I don't think that they're going to announce all of their gold holdings. I think they're just going to show a marked increase from what the World Gold Organization Council has them labeled as. And why is this so important? Because this is going to change everything economically, and it is going to bring about the overall expedience of the war. This is going to expedite the financial war that the U.S. has already lost, and that's going to lead into the shooting war that the U.S. has already lost as well. So this article is extremely, extremely important. If you're, you know, this is one that you definitely want to read. Once again, this came from the Daily Economist. As China prepares to announce the gold reserve amount by the end of the month, being this month, and I do believe that they'll actually announce another amount of gold that they have, which is going to shock the world completely. But if you notice something, they never talk about their silver content, because they value silver more than anything else. Where poor people scream, wealthy people whisper. They only whisper about their overall silver holdings, because it's far, far more valuable than what you've been told about the overall precious metals and gold. Gold is the Muhammad Ali of the precious metals. Everyone has heard of it, but it is not more valuable than silver. And if you don't know those things, this is one of the things we teach and taught in the precious metals class. I will be getting back to it, but my schedule is getting crazy now. So check out that article. Next article. This comes from Russia International. Russia troops arrive in Pakistan for the first ever joint drill. They're drilling with Pakistan. And not only that, that's because India has decided to side with the United States militarily and Russia, excuse me, and China and India are arch enemies, even though they are a part of BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and they make up that's the acronym in South Africa, that's the acronym for the 130 so nations, which is probably going to be 131. Sorry, I didn't mean to whisper, but the Philippines is probably going to join in. Taiwan will actually kind of join too, and that is going to make people in Washington quite upset in both the Pentagon and in the federal government. They are two different entities of the government and the shadow government as well. So Pakistan, India is one of the parts of Britain. We talked about this, you know, when we first started talking about BRICS and when we started Tando Radio Show, that India is the key in the BRIC nations to see what they're going to do. I thought that they would side with the United States, but later on they will start to come around, in my opinion, either by force or by reason. So Russia started training over the weekend with Pakistan, and Pakistan started to name first strike, preemptive strikes that they're going to have on India, and India has responded by putting nuclear missile, cruise missiles down by the Chinese border, because China and India have been actively shooting at each other on their borders for a very, very long time. They are actually arch enemies. So, next article comes from the First Post. Pakistan provokes India with high marks, air drills, lowbrow lies at the UN, blocking aid to Afghanistan. This is going to perpetuate. Also, from the Economist Times, Pakistan prepares operation plan, selected targets in India. And I said this because this is all a part of the global destabilization plan. And if you're smart, I would say that you would prepare for it, because this is what is going to be happening throughout the world, and this is going to have a direct adverse effect on our community here in what they call the borders of the tyranny of the United States, especially within our community, because it is one of the communities and the people that are being specifically targeted. And this is going to have adverse effects for us if we do not prepare. Next article comes from SOTT.net. Exclusive. Did the U.S. target Syrian aid convoy with a Hellfire missile? And I would say yes. And I said, all U.S. wars are started with a false flag or an incident in which they attack but blame someone else to start their need for a war. Once again, they are trying it in Syria and against Russia and Syria and China. Same criminal tactics from the same criminal. So, yes, this is very, you can see the signature of the Hellfire missile. And for those of you that are been in the military, you understand that each device and each weapon and each tool that the U.S. has a signature use and has a signature of itself, so you can tell who it came from pretty much. Next article, man, this one really got me. But here we go. This came from Reuters. Pope says journalists based on fear-mongering gossip is a form of terrorism. And I said, for the dude with the funny hat, stop killing and violating children before your criminal cabal even opens your mouth. Excuse me. I said, stop killing and violating children before you and your criminal cabal even open your mouth. And I said, shaking my darn head, these devils dressed in Sunday's best are purely demonic. This dude has got that organization has been molesting, sacrificing, killing, stealing property from people all under the auspice of they are some holier than thou organization. Yes, some of the people within their organization, the everyday person, has sincere intentions, but they're being led by the wolf themselves. If you just look at the history of the Roman Catholic Church, look at the history of the Vatican, you would know what they're really all about. There's nothing about it that's benevolent at all. It's malevolent. This is why they had the overall the pedophiles, the deep-rooted pedophilia acts of their overall upper echelon. because that's part of their rituals of destruction. Dude, shut up. Just shut up. We all know from people that do research and people that are open to everything, we know who you are and what you do. You are nothing more than the sheep that go, I mean, than the wolf that goes to destroy the people. And if we don't really, as people, start to stop playing by these individual peoples and organizations' rule, we will continue to have the ruin that we've had before. What the heck? What the hell have they done to subside anything? It's the same hell on earth because they're the purveyors of it. And until we start to realize that and start really looking at it for ourselves instead of looking at it from what we've been told and taught and domesticated by the system, and stop being afraid to think for yourself, these individuals and these organizations will continue to do what they've been doing for years. You know why they don't like the alternative media? Because the alternative media has called their bluff. And not only have they called their bluff, they can prove it. But see, the thing about it is so many people have normalcy bias, and so many people are just biased based off of their belief. A belief doesn't mean that you know a damn thing. It just means that you have a strong opinion. And every opinion is not factual. The evidence of things leads to the truth, and the truth is factual. Most people don't want to really hear the truth. They just want what validates what they believe. And that's fine. You go ahead and believe that everything is going to be okay like it's been in the past and see where that finds your butt. So, shut up, dude. Just shut up. And the sooner we start to dismantle these organizations and put them in their rightful place, probably should be brought up on crimes against the universe, because it's not just humanity that they wage a war against. And until those organizations are dismantled by the benevolent people that happen to co-inhabitate on this earth, this living being of the earth, there will continue to be disease, wars, destruction, poverty, and overall enslavement. And these organizations from historical truths are nothing but the true upholders of human enslavement, which is reaches far beyond. And they just put on a celebrity figurehead and say that this person, and people kissing this, crying, kissing, falling out, and all kinds of things. The idol worship is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Save it. So dude, and over in Italy, in the Vatican, shut the hell up. You're a killer. Always been a killer. Part of the Jesuits. I know who you are, and all the everybody else that knows. Somebody's scared of you people. But the thing is, nobody speaks out against them. I'll say it. Pope, shut the hell up. That comes from me. That's not from Black Talk Radio Network or from anyone else. That comes from me as Tando Radio Show host. Because of what they've been doing and what they're really about, you have no, there shouldn't even have a microphone that's on for them. And all the people that want to follow them, well, you know what? You are following the devil dressed in the Sunday's best. And that's your fault because you want to do it. Because they give you some form of relevance. You're so insecure that you will not seek out what's really true. So you'll do whatever that they tell you to do because that's your God. That's why on your dollar bill, it says, "In God we trust." It ain't the great creator. Because the great creator doesn't need to control you and have rules for you. Man does. Wake your asses up. Hey, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Sorry about that. But I just, that dude and that organization and all, the four city states of this world are the reason why we have what's going on. And they are deceiving so many people to start to join organizations that they are funding and putting together themselves. And you don't even know that you're serving their same agenda. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll finish what's in the news. and then we'll get into today's show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. It is the Nintendo Radio Show.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and have a live show for you today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. I'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. We are talking about what's in the news and some of the things, and I just wanted to have that little thing about the dope in the Vatican. That's what I'm going to start calling them, the dope, because that's what they are, and it's all a facade. And until we start to realize this and stop giving these people blind faith is always the first step to genocide. Once we get away from that, and if you have a different opinion about it, that's cool, but you need to be able to substantiate and validate that these people are actually, what you think they are, because the evidence is already there. They've even admitted to doing it, and we still, and so many people, I won't say we, some very naive people still follow them and think that there is some heaven that they can assist you in getting to. No, it's the hell that they're building that you're living in. And you continue to be exploited by these individuals. And there comes some culpability when you uphold these organizations that have been brutal, brutal killers and enslavers. So that's a very bad thing to be around, because when you hang around that low frequency, you become that yourself. That's why many people don't see what's happening, because they themselves have started to resonate in that same spirit that is resonating with that entity that they've decided to give over themselves to. As Brother Brass would tell you, you start to talk their language and you'll find yourself under a spell. Very, very true. Next article comes from Bloomberg. America is not the greatest country on earth. It's number 21. And my man Rod said the only thing America is number one is at rape, murder, and of black people. So very, very true. One of the many things. And is one of the greatest colonizers. And just, we could go on and on about what they are, and we all know that. But see, now it's time for us to do things about it. We need to prepare a way for a better society and a better way to live by all costs, in my opinion. That doesn't have to be who you are, but that's who I am, and that's what I'm going to resonate in. So next article comes from FortRush.com. U.S. to deploy new nukes in Europe. Moscow expressed concern. Man, this thing is getting way out of hand, been out of hand for a while. Next article from Bloomberg, posted this from yesterday. Deutsche Bank slumps as investors question lenders' help. Deutsche Bank is done. $1 trillion derivatives explosion about to go up. Germany has been saying for their people to prepare. One of the things that Germany has been telling their people to prepare for was for uncertainty. And I think the biggest thing, one of the biggest things is Deutsche Bank, the war and the civil war that is going to, the Trojan War that's going to explode from this refugee influx that's going to happen on there. It's going to be the perfect scenario for the economic collapse that will happen in Europe. Let me tell you something. Once Deutsche Bank goes and they're down into single-digit within their stock market. They are where Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns was. Companies right now are pulling their bonds out of, or not buying bonds from Deutsche Bank. It's basically over. And when Deutsche Bank goes, ladies and gentlemen, the whole European economy will go with it, because Germany is the engine behind the EU. And once their banking sector goes, the largest bank in their country goes, it's over. Finito. And what's going to happen is that you may think, well, that's Germany, but it's going to have even a worse effect on you. The boomerang effect on you is going to be even worse, because when Europe goes, when Deutsche Bank goes, one, war will start. Two, destabilization will start. And what's going to happen is that the people in Europe are much more familiar with adversity than the U.S. people here are. Most people here is walking around with their earbuds in, their phone, their head down in their phone as they pray and worship to their overall technology. They can't live without it, and they don't have a clue as to what the hell is going on in the world. But they will find out quickly that when everything starts to go awry, their first question will be, what happened? And anybody that says, what happened when things are happening, believe me, that person is lost. Is lost. One of the things about Europeans is this. I'll give them this. They're not naive to what's going on in the world. And they've been through so much more that the U.S. has never been exposed to. But what they've been accustomed to, or what they've seen in the past, is going to become the everyday lifestyle and way of life in the culture here in the United States. And what is going to happen is, when Deutsche Bank goes, people in Europe, as they're doing right now, they're preparing for it, and they're going to strategically place themselves to ensure that their countries and their overall establishments may go down, but their individual families will be protected, and they are going to seize all of the assets that are necessary for protection. And the U.S. people will have their earbuds and their face inside of, their heads down inside of their digital device, their iPhone, their whatever they have, and they just will be oblivious to everything that's going on. They can't hear any warnings because all of their senses have been muffled. More importantly, their spiritual sense. So, Deutsche Bank is done, and it is going to have an adverse effect. So, today's show, we're going to talk about the things to have before the Venezuelan-style trouble and war destructions are everyday occurrences. Very, very important show. We're going to look at some things inside of Venezuela, and then we're going to talk about some very, very key things that you should be acquiring before Europe goes. And Europe is going to go. I think that the overall market, don't look at the stock market. The stock market is totally manipulated. It'll stay high until it goes to where it should be going, to right around 2,000 points instead of 18,000 points. Oh, and that is going to happen. But that is going to happen only when the system decides to do it, because they created it. And they'll implode it, implode your overall way of life economically when they want to, when it's strategically necessary. Next article comes from RT. U.S. wants to distract attention from coalition strike on Syrian troops. Very true. Next article comes from DaisyLuther.com. CIA puppet masters are picking a World War III level fight. Very true. Check out that article. Next one. Venezuela brands U.S. the biggest violence exporter in the world. And this is from RT. So true. The biggest Venezuela brands the U.S. the biggest violence exporter in the world. This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen, and they're going to move against you, and they're going to move against everything here American by way of war and economic destruction. Next article from Sputnik, war crimes. American forces caught using white phosphorus munition in Iraq. Purge, purge, purge. Here we go. This is a major story. This came from Sputnik News. I posted it yesterday. I said, dangerous move, which will backfire. U.S. Ambassador Mr. Samantha Powers. Oh, I think they're calling her a lady today. Well, the lady dude, Powers. hints at removal of Russia from the Security Council over Syria. They are trying to remove Russia from the Security Council because of Syria. Why hasn't the U.S. been removed from the overall UN for its violations against human, violations against living entities throughout the universe? Amazing. This, ladies and gentlemen, is how you get into a how you get into World War III and get into a global nuclear war one. Next article, U.S. We'll talk about this one later. Article from, this is from Israeli National News. U.S. missile defense shields goes live in Europe. Russia ain't happy about that. And this is going to have some dramatic effects in the coming months. Next article from the USA, from USA Today. South Korea, we will kill Kim Jong-un if we have to. This is the assassination period, ladies and gentlemen, and it is going to ramp up. Next article, very important one from Veterans Today. Ara Aslam Nasser plans to launch chemical attacks on civilians, blame it on the Syrian government. They use the same tactics over and over again because so many people here are unaware and they don't care. Let me tell you, it's very dangerous to not know and not care. Very, very dangerous. This is a old tactic that they're going to use. And let me tell you how old it was. It just was back in August of 2013, just 3 years ago, that they tried to use this same thing when Tyrannosaurus Rex, John McCain, went down to Syria and got with the Free Syrian Army and actually gave them funding and weaponry and gave them the encouragement to start to use chemical warfare in Syria and blame it on the Assad government so that then the U.S. could actually have a no-fly zone over Syria and actually start the the military invasion like they did in Libya of Syria. So, same thing. Next article from Veterans Today. Trump selling white American trash. Both these people running for selection are worth it, just as the system is. Check out that article. Critical one. Next one from Superstation 95. Audio recordings of American military coordinating with ISIS terrorists via radio before U.S. airstrike upon Syrian army, which the Pentagon called a mistake. They got the tapes, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be how the purge is going to continue to go. Next article from TASS. This is a Russian mainstream network. German foreign ministry says a long-term no-fly zone in Syria, impossible. Well, big dummy, a short-term one means World War III. A short one won't work as well. It's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Next article. Anti-journalistic, why global media fakes reports to demonize Venezuela. Check out that article. Next article. Where'd that come from? Okay. Next article comes from Russia Insider. The world fixated on Trump, but Hillary could drag us all into a catastrophic war. And I said it don't matter. It doesn't matter who's in office. The war has been baked into the cake. It's starting to be served now. Next article. I don't know. Oh, that was, okay, got it. Was someone posted. Okay, got you. Next article comes from Active Post. Recent domestic terrorist events designated to distract attention away from Syria. That's very, very true. Next article comes from Active Post. Documentation reveal widespread abuse of social media spying tools by California cops. Let me tell you, all of them are, the Fed book and everything else. Next one, article from Blacklisted. Russia prepares for war by moving nukes into next to Europe. And the last one, man, this was critical, found this just before we went on air today. Sorry about all of the long what's in the news. It was a lot of stuff because we missed yesterday. And I had said that the Philippines is probably going to go by the way of China and Russia. And, well, the president of the Philippines, Duterte, came out yesterday. And he said that they're going to go with Russia and China. And this, ladies and gentlemen, don't be surprised if all of a sudden the Philippines gets hit with a 7.8 earthquake, or there is a military coup down there, or there is a move to a false flag to move where they're going to blame Russia for an attack in the Philippines, in the South Sea of China, China, and they're going to perpetuate this war even further. Basically, what the president of the Philippines, I put the YouTube video there from Russia today, and we'll play it tomorrow, because we're going to talk about, tomorrow's Wise Wednesday. If Brother Davis is here on Thursday, we'll do that. And I said, I knew this was going to happen. Why? Because he said it earlier this year when he was with the president-elect. The South Sea of China is about to get hot before Syria goes full-blown war. Huge, huge story. These are the things that are what's in the news and what you need to know. So at any time, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. And we will bring you up and definitely want to hear what you have to say. Now, what's in the news in today's world is extremely important. I will tell you all, don't look at any mainstream American news agencies about what's going on, because they will not tell you. And if they do tell you, it is a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. It's a distraction, and it is something that you need to know about so you'll know what not to do. So today's show, we want to take a look at Venezuela and why it's so important, what's going on there. And what I want to definitely take a look at is some of the things that you should be acquiring because of what's going on in Venezuela. And then we're going to take a quick video from Venezuela. Then there's one that I have that I'll play next week from some students in Venezuela that is a must listen to, and that's going to give you a view of a couple of years ago. It was about 4 years ago that this one that we'll play next week, and then we're going to try to bring you up to today. But because of what's happening so fast here, what you're seeing in Venezuela is going to happen here in the United States in multiples of 100. And I say that because that is the agenda. We've been talking about that, and you need to know what's going on in Venezuela. So let's take a look at that. And at any time, if you'd like to get into the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Now, when all of this happens, you won't be able to say that Tando Radio Show didn't make you aware of what was going to be coming and happening within our community. As we so documented and so chronicalized and stated well before things have happened, but you're starting to see from our first shows what we were saying was going to be happening. Most of those things have already happening, and they're just growing now beyond compare. So let's take a look at let's take a look at some of the things that's going on in Venezuela. And then we're going to take a look at some of the things that I think that you should be looking at acquiring while you still can, because it's very, very important. My computer just froze on me, I think, but it'll come back. So what I want to do now is want to take a look at, I posted an article a while ago while we were still on FedBook, and I'm pulling it up now, and it says Venezuela crisis forced to a forced life in line. And so as this comes up, I'm going to take a look at a couple of things in that, because that's exactly what you're going to see here. But like I said, it's going to be a multiples of 100, because Venezuela was a very, very profitable country because it had natural resources, it had oil, and that actually allowed it to have a standard of living that was above the people here in the United States. Well, the global elite had decided it was time to take down Venezuela. And how do you take down Venezuela? It's easy. You use oil to control nations, and you use resources to control people. Food. You can just use food to control people. And that's exactly what was done. So let me just... And because of that, Venezuela was never the global reserve currency of the world, nor was it the petrodollar of the world. Countries throughout the world were not buying Venezuelan debt. They were buying oil from Venezuela, but they weren't buying the debt of Venezuela. So they weren't artificially propping up their standard of living of the people in Venezuela. The standard of the living of the people in Venezuela was oil. And if you look at what has happened in oil in the past year and a half, oil has been strategically attacked. And one of the reasons why you want to do that is because you cause economic stress on economies, and you cause them, you have plausible deniability to get into war. So when the oil overall gas prices that you enjoy paying that are a whole lot lower, it was the setup. See, this is the one thing. They always trick you into think that you're getting something, like civil rights. Was a lot of people think that's the best thing for us, the worst thing that ever happened to our community and happened to this nation in general, because it guaranteed a willful wrong. It guaranteed that the government can commit crimes against you. And so many of us have been talking about the civil rights leaders and the civil rights and everything else, and not knowing, because we've never read the Civil Rights Act, we don't know what it really means. Same thing with oil. Many of us thought that the best thing was for the prices of oil to be down and was good, but you didn't even know that that is going to cause your daughters to go to war and actually be subject to all kinds of syndromes from the vaccinations that they'll be receiving from the military to go off from war, and many of them will not come back in this war because you're going to go up against another nuclear capable country that they deceived their citizens into fighting the wars for them. And what's going to happen, we are going to have a massive depopulation program, and all because we thought it was good to have a cheaper price at the pump when there should have been no price at the pump at all. At all, but we'll get to that at another time. But what I really want to do is I want to focus on what's going on in Venezuela. There was a CBS News, because I know a lot of people are naysayers and they talk about different things. So I've got from mainstream media, because so many people won't believe stuff until mainstream media says it. Those individuals, I hate to say that you are individuals that are very naive as to what's going on in the world, because you get most of your overall information from mainstream media to validate and substantiate what you think is true. It ain't true. It's been a lie. So take this. There was an article I posted a while ago. This article is so, so important because it gives you a heads up as to what's coming here. And the article was posted in July 12th of 2016. I posted inside of the Fed book, and then I also reposted it inside of Tando Radio Show and BTR Community. So let's take a look at this article real quickly. Very, very important, and I'll repost it. Let me give you what it is. It says, Caracas, Venezuela, the people are waiting. Well, let me give you the title of it first. The title of it is Venezuela, Crisis Forces Life to Wait in Line. And it has a picture. It says, on this Tuesday, May the 3rd, 2016, a photo of a young lady, Ms. Velasquez, 16 years old, breastfeeds her one-year-old son, Jolangelo, as he awaits outside a line in, at a supermarket in Caracas, Venezuela. So here's the article. The people wait for hours in front of the drugstore, were days with heat and boredom when the gunmen arrived. The robbers demand a cell phone from a 25-year-old in black shorts. Instead of handing it over, Junior Perez took off running. Eight shots rang out, and he fell face down. The dozens of shoppers in line were unmoved. They held their places as the gunman went through Perez's pockets as they watched a thick ribbon of blood run from the young man's head. When their turn came in line, they brought two tubes each of rations, toothpaste. Do you hear what we have allowed ourselves to become, not just in Venezuela, but every damn where? Because we continue to play by the rules established by man. There's a law that says that a pedestrian has the right of way in the crosswalk. And if a car hits someone, that person that hit that, the person that was walking in the crosswalk, the person that was driving the car was wrong. And I say, no, that's asinine thinking. That is the letter of the law trying to supersede the spirit of the law. The spirit of the law says that physics rules. 3,000 pounds moving at 40, 60, 70, 80 miles per hour has the right of way over any human being that may weigh up to 200 pounds or less. And if we continue to walk in the crosswalk thinking you have the right of way, you're going to get molded over by the spirit of the law. Continue to fight, continue to vote, continue to establish the letter of the law and see how far you get out the crosswalk. Every person that you know has been systematically murdered by this system because they are not living to the expectation or the quality of life that they should live because of the letter of the law. And Venezuela is the perfect example before an even more perfect example will come behind Venezuela. It's called USA Everywhere. Every state, every city, every town, every neighborhood. The people were in line for toothpaste. People come over to jack a young man for his cell phone. He runs, they shoot him, and no one moves out of the line. Brother Bragg was talking to me, and let me tell you why this is so constructive. So this has been institutionalized. Every time from World Star Hip Hop to everything that you see on the news, everything now is generated by the cell phone. They've taught you to not to have any form of compassion towards the human life, but to disregard it only to capture it for entertainment on your damn phone. Let me tell you, they plan on rolling the cameras on YouTube. And until we wake up and start to think for ourselves, we will be continue to be led to slaughter with a brand of a seal of an organization that was never put together for you, but put together to exploit you. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into the rest of today's show. We're going to take a look at this and look at some things that you should be doing, in my opinion. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Hopefully we didn't get kicked out. Probably did. Listening to Tando Radio Show. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time after we talk about some of the things that's needed before we play today's video, definitely do it then. Listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. That was the golden voice of CeCe that was being heard there. And if you'd like to get in on today's conversation at the appointed time, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. So I want to get back to today's show, and we were reading this article, very, very important article from the Pick It Up, where in Venezuela, what's going on in Venezuela, and just imagine when it gets here, it's going to be far worse than what has been done in Venezuela. So here it goes. So young man gets shot, people, the robbers go through his pocket, steal his phone, shoot him in the head, no one moves out of line. No one moves out of line at all. And they're in line for toothpaste. Toothpaste. They get their two tubes each of rationing of toothpaste. This is the Hunger Games. I never seen the movie. I don't need to see the movie. I know what they've been doing throughout history. History is even worse than the movie. That's why I don't go to these movies. I don't like that subliminal attack from going into a state of, you know, state of ennui where you in a daydream state. You got to always be thinking. Yes, there's some doubt. Some people are able to do it and do well with it. But are you really? Because sometimes we talk about some things that if we do those things at the appropriate time, you're going to get hurt and you're going to get other people hurt because you've seen it on TV. So let's pick up. These days, you have to put the line among everything else, a pharmacist Mendoza, who was there that morning. These days, you have to put the line above everything else. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to be a way of life here. That is probably the caption for where the U.S. is going. These days, in the coming days, you will put a line above everything else, the line that you're standing in, if you don't prepare. As Venezuelans' lives have grown longer and more dangerous, they have become not only the stage for everyday life, but a backdrop to death. More than 24 people were killed in line in the past 12 months, including a 4-year-old girl caught in gang crossfire. An 80-year-old woman was crushed to death when an orderly line of shoppers suddenly turns into a mob of looters. Increasingly commonly occurrences as Venezuela runs out of just about everything. The extent of the country's economic collapse can be measured in the length of its lines. The average Venezuelan shopper spends 35 hours waiting to buy subsidized goods each month. That's 3 times more than in 2014, according to the poll, which is going to get worse. And let me tell you, this is a just-in-time delivery system here in the United States and pretty much everywhere. You can multiply that line probably times 5. As the economy breaks down, life is oscilloscoping to just line. President Lenin, the president, Louis Vinson, you're inevitably going to get conflict, fights, tricks, you name it. Venezuela's vast oil wealth once fueled a bustling economy, but for years of mismanagement under a socialist government, disruptions, much of the nation's production and a steep drop in the price of oil left the country unable to pay for its basic necessities. Now, let me stop there. Unable to pay for its basic necessities is the key. The life and lines, and unable to pay for its basic necessities. Why is that? Excuse me, it says unable to pay to import basic necessities. Let me ask you something. In the United States, what do they manufacture? Hardly anything. What necessities do they manufacture in the United States? Nothing at all. What do they import? Every darn thing. Pretty soon, the United States will be unable to pay to import its basic necessities, ladies and gentlemen. But not only that, it's going to be even worse than that. The United States will be in a war, and all of the countries that have the goods to ship are going to be at war with the United States because they're going to default on their loans, and by defaulting on their loan, they're going to try to kill their lender. When you can't pay your loan and you have, in your government, you have a gun, you go to a gun, and your lender has a gun as well. This is the setup to make you think that all of these wars are nationalistic, are in the best interest of you. No, it's all about the control of the people. And no goods are going to be coming to the United States by choice and by default of payment. And this is where it's going to be much worse than Venezuela. Venezuela, one of the reliefs that Venezuela has is that some of them are able to go into Colombia and to get goods. You ain't going to be able to go to Mexico to get no goods. That wall that they're building up in Mexico, it ain't to keep Mexicans out of America, it's to keep Americans out of Mexico. You thought, arrogantly thought, that this was the best country in the world? When you look at the overall evidence that substantiates and validates that that is a lie by being the greatest purveyor of violence, article continues. Shortages are now top voters' list of concerns. Shortages are now the top voters' list of concerns. I wonder what was the top voters' list of concerns in Venezuela 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Probably you could probably see something that's pretty similar to what's going on here with probably the top voters. Let me tell you, you go ahead and continue to vote. You continue to vote and their major, major elections and all of that, their selections and everything, and you continue to have faith in that. And what's going to happen is that the lines of shortages of good is going to be the new agenda that the top voters are going to have, because voters don't change anything. People do. The great creator didn't make a ballot, made a living being. Only change that can come is the execution of the vote that you use with your free will to decide to be free or subjugated. That choice is yours. And let me tell you something about the great creator. There is no prayer that can relieve you from your free will. Say that again. There is no prayer or request to the great creator that will relieve you of your free will. If you choose to be a slave, so shall your powerful free will execute that. The great creator God Almighty can't go against your free will and won't, because that is one of the greatest gifts, creator to creator. What has to happen is you need to change the decision in your spiritual vote in the execution of your free will. So this is what they said, that is the top things of their voters. Goes on. Ahead of the weekend, bank lines grew long because ATM limits capped at $8, basically in cash, capped at $8 daily, have not kept up with the triple-digit inflation. Machines are tapped out by Saturday afternoon. They're only giving them $8 a day, and then they have massive inflation. Let me tell you how bad their inflation is. We're going to hear it. How about a carton of, how about a gallon of milk, almost $230 a gallon? I think I saw one report, but the video will play. It'll give you, and this is going to be an old, no, this is a newer one, but you'll see what a dozen eggs cost. and they're only giving them $8, it's going to be far worse here. How about they're only giving you out $3, and that won't even get you 1 gallon of gas to get to the ATM machine to stand in line for 12 hours to get $3. Think this is all smoke and mirrors if you want to. This is serious, folks, and they're telling you this is going to happen. For you that listen to Tando Radio Show, have been listening to a while, you have friends and family members that are not going to be preparing. Let me tell you this. The bad thing about Noah's Ark was not that all of the people died. Was because there was only one ark that was built. It should have been an assembly line of them. If people aren't willing to pick up and take up a hammer, if God can't make them do it, what makes you think you can? Continue to build your ark. Continue to build your ark, because that's all you're responsible for. Do not let this system trick you into thinking that you need to overextend yourself for people that really didn't give a darn about you in the first place, because else they would have saw the urgency in protecting you as well. I always say, many people want you to treat them like Jesus while they kiss you like Judas. Be careful of that. Prepare for yourself and your family. Gravitate towards those individuals that are actually doing that and seeing that, because those are the individuals that you can build something new with. It's going to be extremely difficult to build with people that are scared. People that are scared become feral and become wild, become dangerous, become unreliable, but more importantly, they become a liability. So, goes on to say, on Monday and Tuesday, the lines outside the immigration office's office spilled into the street as people suddenly decided over the weekend that they could not handle one more week standing around while life passed them by. Each night, men pushed broken down gas guzzlers along the river to line up at a warehouse that sells car batteries, but run out of stock by mid-morning. The long lines are for what is in short supply is food. The longest lines are for what is in the shortest supply, food. 9 out of 10 Venezuelans say they can't buy enough to eat, and scarcity has driven up prices, according to a study by the Simon Bolivar University. They often line up not knowing what they're going to get. When they finally reach the front door, when the supply trucks arrive, workers throw open the doors, game show style, and reveal to shoppers. What will be taken home, precious panty staples such as, booty prize like dog food. Sometimes the disappointment is unbearable. Hundreds of people stormed Caracas markets last month after the truck they had been waiting for was diverted. "We're starving," they cried as shopkeepers lowered the metal gate over the doors and windows. Let me tell you what's going to happen. The black market is going to take over, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's happening here. They are sending different things that people can't use. They've been waiting in line because they are depending on a system that was designed to destroy them. We are depending on the destroyer. What do you think you're going to get from that relationship? to soldiers with tear gas and rifles, increased standing guards over supermarkets to maintain order. But the state security forces killed three people in June while trying to control nationwide food riots. A few blocks away, where the Perez died in line for toothpaste, shoppers wanted to buy groceries while a mob set fire to an accused thief. After the man was taken away in ambulance, some of the assailants got in line to do their shopping. Although the threats of violence hovering in the air, the lines also is a place of normal and sometimes extraordinary life. Miss Morales gave birth to a baby girl that was this spring while waiting to buy chicken in the oven hot plains of town El Tigre. The skinny 21-year-old delivered her daughter with the help of supermarket janitors, used sheets from the back room to assist. Kids do homework on the curb. Some young men use their empty hours to meet women. Often, though, love stories end in line. Miss Ramos broke up with her boyfriend of 5 years amidst a spat over block-long lines for razors. He spent the morning complaining that they were hardly moving. They argued and she stormed away, leaving her staring at the ground next to strangers who had heard it all. These lines are not good for love, Ramos said. All right, so I want to, well, let me finish. Here it goes. The bleakness of the lines are at the Caracas Mall, morgue, where other lines are about shortages. This one stems from an excess of death. Perez's body is among 400 homicide cases the morgue skeleton staff handled in April. 400 in just that one area. Venezuela is now known as one of the murder capitals of the world. That's almost the annual number of homicides in New York and Los Angeles yearly. Waiting for hours to collect their loved ones, the red-eyed relatives cover their noses with handkerchiefs to blunt the acute stench. Embalming chemicals have run out. Then it's off to the city cemetery. The wait to be buried there, 3 days. So, sorry everyone, the computer was running a little slow. So, this is what's happening in Venezuela. I wanted to give you this view so that you can see how bad this really could be. And when I say it could be, that's me speaking from a sense, because even with me telling you on the radio, I can't really tell you what I really think because I don't know you. I don't think this could. It will happen. It is already happening. It's starting to form itself. It's starting to take shape. And the shape and the form that it's taking is far worse than Venezuela. Far, far worse. So, this time we got, oh man, ran out of time. Let me get to what I want to do now. Let me hurry up and get to some of the items that I think is very critical for you to have. Of course, it's the food item. It's means of protection. But let me give you really quickly, if I can just pull up my little list here so that I don't talk off the top of my head and I forget something that's very critical that you need to have. Let me just say this, for every person that's listening to Tando Radio Show, every person is different. What you may need is a little different than someone that's in Alabama would need, or someone that's in Colorado needs. We're going into winter, you need to be getting things to endure the winter. So that's one thing that you definitely need to do. Because I believe that the overall crisis is going to be during this winter, and is going to be significant at that. Oh, man. So, I lost my list. Hold on, let me see if I can pull my list back up. I doubt that I'll be able to. Sorry about that, everyone. So let me just go off the top of my head some of the things that you're going to need. First and foremost, if you have children, you cannot hesitate. You can no longer be a part of the consumer's way of thinking that, you know, buying this or buying that on sale is going to be significant when you don't even have a week's worth or 3 days or 4 days worth of food inside of your house that is non-perishable. I'm not talking about what you have in your refrigerator. You can't count what's in your refrigerator. Fathers, mothers, at some point it becomes very apparent that we stop living for ourselves and we start living for the advancement of our children, and we also, that is also what we should be doing for people that do care. It is critical that you prepare, because your children don't have the ability to do it. I've met some very smart, intelligent young people, and I'm talking about from their 12, 13, 14 years old, and they will even tell you, things have changed and things aren't going to be good. I'm going to start preparing. I've met some star childs like that. But parents, it's time for you to really buckle down and become disciplined and acquire the necessary things that are needed, because what you are seeing is just the beginning stages. Pretty soon you won't be able to acquire. The largest shipping company in the world has gone out of business, so they say, one of the largest, fourth largest, which has cross-pollination into the second and the third. Shipping lanes are not going to be happening. You need to prepare when no one else is looking. Staple food. If you need to start to get the overall things to maintain your overall hygiene, both for men and women. You also need to get things that are going to maintain your overall health. You need to get the appropriate herbs and spices that bring about beneficial good to the body, to the immune system, helps it to stay strong. You need to get things to maintain your overall hygiene. You are going to need to get things to protect yourself. One of the things is that we always talk, a lot of people talk about the government going to do this, government. The government is smart. They don't need to attack you. They're going to get the neighbor to do it. People that are not preparing are going to be the biggest threat to you for those that are. And that is going to be a truth of life, because have you ever seen people here in the United States go hungry where they miss seven meals? No, that hasn't been. Even though you have some people that are struggling financially and struggling with meals and not getting meals yet, but it's not the general population. What do you think from all of the Black Friday events and all of the rioting that we've seen throughout this country history, because they want you to do that? What do you think people are going to do at the appropriate line? Yeah, they were killing people for toothpaste in Venezuela. They're probably going to be killing people to eat here in America. And what I mean by that, you can think of the gory thing that I'm talking about right there, is not be a beyond folks. You got some crazy people from the overall addiction or a dependency on synthetic drugs. So this is really where we are. And what I want to do is I want to prepare you for this so that you don't have to be adversely affected by it. So now is the time for you to do that. Now is the time for you to prepare. And it's not very hard to do. It's probably the most prudent and the smartest investment that you could ever make right now. It really is. And you need to start from where you are. Do not stress out about what you have and what you don't have. Just acquire the things that you don't. slow and methodically. Develop a plan. Let me tell you, you can find everything at the University of YouTube, so there is no excuse. There is no excuse. But what I want to do is I definitely want to play this video. It's extremely, extremely important that you listen to this video about Venezuela. It's going to be about 21 minutes. So what I'm probably going to do, let me see if I can pull up my list that I have for you guys, and I'm sorry about my internet connection. One of the bad things about living in a rural area is that the internet connection is bad, and if we get any kind of weather where I am, it really messes it up. And that's another thing that you need to prepare for, weather. You know, like where I am in Texas, I anticipate the heart wars to get real hot and heavy, and they actually start to bring a lot of tornadoes and things here to Texas. I mean, I know that. I'm prepared for it as much as I possibly can, but you need to know where you are, and you need to know history. Because when you know history, you can have an idea of some at some point you can get an idea of where they're probably going to go with it. So, sorry about this. Let me just pull this up real quick and then get you the some of the things that I think you should have before we go into the commercial break. And hopefully it comes up for me. This list is good. And it did. Okay, cool. All right, now, one of the things, some of the things you need, I definitely think that we'll put together. You definitely need baking soda. That is so good for, not only does it help you with your overall immune system and your health, you can use it for so many things health-wise and to clean. I would definitely say you should be going to, especially to Walmart, and picking up Pool Shock, the one that has calcium. It's a calcium-based hypochlorite, not the sodium-based bleach. A lot of people say bleach. Don't mess with bleach other than for cleaning. Don't use bleach to purify water. You're going to mess yourself up. You're going to need to be able to have things to actually create the energy of fire, matches and lighters and things of that nature, all natural painkillers. You want to look at that, turmeric and arnica. You want to look at alcohol is a good thing to have as trade and for barter. You're going to need tools, things of that nature. But first and foremost, you always start with food. Food and water must start. You also need to take a look at natural antibiotics that you're going to need. Getting ready to go into the winter, you're going to need to warm clothing, water containers such as bottles, things of that nature. Definitely ways to protect yourself. And let me just tell you about protecting yourself. You want to get the most silent form of protection in a nonchalant way to protect yourself. Slingshots are probably one, especially the ones with the pellets, are very, very good, very, very efficient. You do not want to be a target. Do not be walking around like some dude on Doomsday Preppers, because that is only going to cause you to seek unwanted attention, and you're very easy to deal with that way. So those are some of the things. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, we'll take any of your calls that you may have really quickly. Then we're going to jump into this 21-minute video. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit star 61. I'll bring you up in two. This next video that we're going to pay is from Venezuela. You must listen to, because this is firsthand account of what's going on. This is Cando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Shake it,
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Just want to go over a couple of more things that I think is critical for you to have for what we're going to be dealing with in the future before we get into today's video. And if you would like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. So when you get into some of the things that definitely you want to consider, like I said, alcohol is great for bartering. You want to get some things for bartering. Toilet paper is a good thing for bartering. Very short supply in Venezuela, be in other places. Tools will be extremely, extremely important. If you can go to garage sales and pick up some tools for pennies on the dollar, definitely want to do that. Blanket. Also, without a doubt, ammunition and the means to use the ammunition. Candles will be great. You want to have non-antibacterial soap, not bacterial soap. That stuff actually makes you sick because it destroys your immune system. It weakens your immune system. You want to have the essential minerals to augment your overall food intake that you're going to be taking. So those are just some of the things. And I definitely would say you definitely do need silverware, sterling silver. If you can get some silver spoons and forks and knives, that will be great because it doesn't transmit any disease or bacteria. It actually kills it. You're going to want that. And also you're going to want silver to purify water and to have as a medium of exchange and be able to acquire things that you won't be able to acquire with because you won't have enough cash to uphold it. And then not only that, from the different opportunities that you'll have, but one being you may be even establish a hub for the black market to go through you because you have real money. Okay, so those are some of the things that I definitely wanted to express to you that you needed to get because time is of the essence and things are going to continue to move in the direction that they're moving. Now, what I want to do, I want to get into the last part of the show. We've got a video here. It's going to be 21 minutes, very, very important. It's from Venezuela. It's Our World Going Hungry in Venezuela. Very, very important. But before we do that, I think let me get Brother Davis in to talk about Wise Wednesday. Hey, Brother Davis.
Hey, my brother. How are you?
Good, good, good. What's going on, Brother Davis?
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, man. But listen.
Yes, it is.
I think we should start opening up to understanding of the point of no return. And the reason why I say that is because there's going to be some times where you're going to have to make some decisions. And that decisions are going to be, once you make them, you can't get them back.
Yes.
But you can make them with a full heart. You have to have those conversations with your mate now so that you two are on the same page. Because nothing is guaranteed through this. But we can get through this. Not everybody will, but you improve your chances by shoring up the relationships that you have, whether it's with your children or your mate or whatever. And we need to go ahead and have an open discussion about that because there may come a point where that decision may not go like you would like it to go. I'm not saying the way you had planned. So your opposite or your spouse or your children, they must be prepared to switch that whole command concept because, see, they may have to take on a responsibility that they did not realize was going to come. So we need to have this conversation so we can open that door for their understandings. And the best part about it is that nothing is complete. When I say nothing is complete, nothing, even this thing that you've learned to be is deaf, is not complete. So if you have an understanding of that, you have a better understanding of how you are going to have to be able to deal when you get to a situation of truth where there's going to be no return from that decision. But believe me, that decision can go your way. But you have to be able to face the reality of when I make it, I got to go the whole way through with it. Can't go halfway. I can't be bewildered behind somebody's emotional attachment. I got to make it and run with it. So that's what tomorrow night's show is going to be, facing the position of no return, the decision of no return with Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday.
Man, looking forward to that one, Brother Davis, because that's so true. And this is why I think Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, and all Brother Davis, all of the contributors that are here are so important, because it is, these are things that, because people truly care about the possibilities of who we are, and you actually start to see where people are starting to make sacrifices for people that they don't even know. And that is very critical. And I thank you, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, for the sacrifices, Scotty, all the listeners, the callers, and everyone else, because we're going to have to be able to rely on each other in a different way that we didn't even conceive of. But if we have a concept of it beforehand, it gives us a position of advantage to establish what is necessary for us to do and what be able to better deal with some of the adversities and the opportunities that will be laid before us in the ones that we will create, the good things and the bad things, so that we can be better prepared to maintain the prosperity and to regain the prosperity that's been lost. So Wise Wednesdays tomorrow, everyone, can't miss that one with Brother Davis. So looking forward to it myself. So
peace.
Thank you, Brother Davis.
Not a problem. Peace, Reese.
Peace, brother. Much love. Much respect. Okay, Brother Davis, tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, very important show. All right, so now what we're going to do is we're going to end out on this video. I want you to really pay close attention to what is going on here and what's being said and the events, so that you can start to strategize your proper preparing for what is going to be necessary in the time in history, the moments in eternity, that we will most likely be, well, we probably will be challenged with, but not all of us will meet it at the same degree. So let's listen to Our World Going Hungry in Venezuela.
This is what a trip to the supermarket looks like in Venezuela.
A lot of people have come up to us to tell us how they're yelling, bring us the food.
Because they've been here for over 12 hours and they're not being able to get what they came to buy.
They're yelling, bring us the food.
This man in blue.
Where's the food?
They've seen you. And then we're surrounded by soldiers. We're told to stop filming. We managed to keep recording audio. Welcome to my country, Venezuela. A country of food queues that the government doesn't want us filming. A country in the grip of hunger, where a shopping trip can end in a riot. A crippling economic and political crisis means people living on top of the largest oil reserves on the planet are struggling to find food. I'm heading out to the countryside where I hear the situation is acute. But I've barely left Venezuela's capital when we're stopped.
There's a roadblock ahead. As soon as we got off the car, people had just started shouting and telling us that they're hungry, really.
They told me they had been protesting for 3 days with no government answer. Their banner is a petition to the government for help.
This is what they're saying, they eat mangoes that they get from the tree, that's all.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro faces an economic crisis unlike any Venezuela has seen before. The socialist experiment his predecessor, Hugo Chavez, began 17 years ago is failing, triggering massive food shortages. They let us on our way. I'm traveling across Venezuela to the far west of the country. For me, personally, this will be a difficult journey. Much of my close family still live in Venezuela, and it's painful to see hunger in my own country. I'm visiting the country's second largest city, Maracaibo. I've heard the food crisis is particularly bad. Away from the city, this is a poor region of rural hamlets and fishing villages. Four Venezuelans already on the breadline. Hunger is now a constant. A meal of plain rice.
Esta es la comida más fuerte del día.
They're saying they have a plain meal today, just the rice. And they're showing their children.
This is Sulay Florido. Everyone knows her here. Her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren make up much of this village. She's barely able to feed them once a day, but there are people even worse off here.
These two girls are just asking Sulay.
¿Por qué lo voy a decir? Pero no teníamos hambre.
Then my daughters go out to beg. One of them is pregnant. She has nothing to eat, and she has to go out to beg.
Tengo una embarazada que no tienen para comer.
There's so much hunger here. No one has experienced this type of hunger before.
Está pasando mucha hambre. Demasiada hambre. Aquí no puede decir nadie que no está pasando hambre. Con la situación que puso Maduro.
Bien.
Nearby, this woman feeding her baby with sugared water. She said she can't produce breast milk. She's too malnourished.
And she shows a picture of herself where she was much healthier. Wow.
She was eating three times a day when she took this picture a year ago.
And it was just a year ago when she was eating three times a day.
Her other children lay up cooking.
There's a lot of fear here to talk about what's going on. The hunger, the malnutrition. Medics don't want to speak out in the open because they fear losing their jobs. And the authorities don't let you go inside hospitals to film what's happening. But one of the doctors has said enough is enough. And now she wants to talk to us.
That never in my 80 years have I seen a situation like this, Ms. Doctor. It's truly a depressing
situation.
Right now we have a crisis of infants in maternal malnutrition. It even affects fathers because often fathers would rather feed their children.
Y hasta incluso de sus padres, porque el padre a veces prefiere que tampoco es la cantidad adecuada, entonces se está viendo ese índice nutricional que no es adecuado.
Cases of diarrhea have increased because the diet is not balanced nor suited for young children.
Ha incrementado el número de pacientes con diarrea porque la dieta no es balanceada y no es adecuada para la edad.
It's one thing to interview people who you've never met before that tell you how they're facing hunger, but another thing is to talk to your own family and find out the same things. Like my father, I just met him and he's just lost so much weight. My dad used to be a robust man and now you can see his cheekbones.
I'm back in the
country. You don't have anything to eat. Many times a day you don't eat. Something's not even once.
¿Cuántas veces come usted al día,
señor? We've been looking for food for all the ages. The government is doing nothing. We're starving. This is in a major city.
So what people are telling you here is that there's a lot of hunger, that they can't buy the food that they need. There's a lot of anger here in the streets here in Caracas.
Black market sales and things going on everywhere. There's food there, but people don't have the means
to buy it. Venezuela has the highest inflation in the world, and it's hitting the poor hardest. A worker on the minimum wage would now have to work for a year and a half to buy a month's food for the family.
Can't eat fish because it costs too much. 1,500 bolivars.
To help the poor, the government has put strict pre-inflation price controls on key essentials like flour and rice. But there's simply not enough of that to go around. Even in middle-class areas like this,
Large queues of food have become common.
This is an example of how bad things are right now to buy food. That is the supermarket, and those queues of people who have been there since the early hours, they've been told there's flour today. These queues just literally go around all of the building, go downstairs into the basement, and then come up again until they're finally able to get into the supermarket, hoping to get flour. One person told us
the line is blocks and blocks and blocks, city blocks long.
Another day, and he was only able to get two packs of flour.
How did it get to this? Long before the current president took power, Venezuela was the scene of a radical political experiment.
These are the barrios, the slums, where millions of people live all across the country. 17 years ago, one man promised to change this.
His name was Hugo Chavez, and his picture is still everywhere in the slums. Politicians had always ignored these neighborhoods. During Chavez's 14-year rule, he sunk profits from high oil prices into barrio health projects, housing, and food assistance. Chavez died of cancer 3 years ago. Before dying, he handed power to this man, current president Nicolas Maduro. I watched him host Venezuela's Independence Day parade. Maduro inherited Chavez's socialist experiment, but not the high oil prices that financed his public spending and bought goodwill among supporters. His popularity has plunged, as many Venezuelans blamed their hunger on his mismanagement. The government says it's not to blame, that it's the victim of an economic war waged by speculators and even foreign powers intent on regime change in Venezuela.
This is where the Venezuelan government shows its military strength with planes, with tanks, with missile launchers. This is a country in crisis, but here they're trying to show that they are still strong.
And amid this crowd, at least, he appears to enjoy enthusiastic support in spite of the food shortages. These taxi drivers had traveled from the far west of the country to show support for Maduro. The support doesn't come completely free. The whole country is reeling from high food prices, and they were expecting the government to provide new taxes to help them make a living. No mention of that today.
Those people we just spoke to, they're the core of the Maduro support. They are the supporters of the president. But once we stopped filming, some of them came up to me to say that they're struggling with the crisis and they blame the president.
So what is the government doing to alleviate people's hunger? I've been given access to a distribution centre. You have to register with the government to collect food here at specific times. All the supplies are not regular.
This is a government-run programme to get cheap food at a fixed price. So we've got milk, flour, pasta, cooking oil, butter. These are the things that at the black market are sold at a much higher price, almost 25%, 30% of the monthly minimum wage. As in any government program in Venezuela, there's always Maduro and Chavez overseeing everything.
It all looks very calm and ordered, and today, well stocked. Well, this is a distribution center the government has allowed us to.
Lines everywhere, and these lines, my.
At another distribution center in one of the city's largest slums, it's a different scene.
People do not have access to this in an easy way, and all this riot police that we have outside of this market is because people get restless, impatient, and riots happen quite often.
We have to stay in the car, and not just to avoid arrest for filming. This neighborhood is home to pro-government gangs known as colectivos, or collectives.
There are armed groups which control this area, and they don't allow the media to film this because of the big queues, because it affects the government, its image. Our contacts here have identified different people to us who they say are the ones who run it. These are people who are armed, these are people who are dangerous, who have attacked the media before, and that's why we need to stay here in the car and look at it from here.
That's going to be your 501c organizations here in America doing that exact same thing.
The colectivos are concentrated in the city's poorest and most crime-ridden neighborhoods. Access to them is rare, but a member of one has agreed to meet us. Alejandro grew up in this block of flats in the Catia slum. He says the collectives aren't thugs and don't deserve their bad reputation. They're a community support network that also helps maintain law and order.
He said they always had guns in the hood. They've always been able to get guns on their hands. They've been using this to defend the revolution.
He says it devastates him to see people queuing for food in the neighborhoods below, but believes the government is doing all it can and still believes in a political project, he says, changed the lives of the poor.
Chávez nos abrió los ojos. Chávez nos abrió los ojos. Chávez nos dio poder y nos dijo que esto nos pertenecía. Y nosotros no pertenecíamos a esto. Esto era nuestra realidad. Nosotros nos condenaron a estar aquí en estos bloques. Nos condenaron a trabajar como jardineros. Nos condenaron a trabajar como choferes, a trabajar como ascensoristas. Y con Chávez estudiamos. Con Chávez compramos nuestro
apartamento. Basically giving praise to Chávez, saying that Chávez actually changed their lives and everything else. And I'll tell you later what I think about that. Absolutely right in so many ways, but the setup.
It's in these neighborhoods. But even here, the food crisis and mismanagement is turning people against the government. We pass a line of people waiting to buy from a government food store.
The one guy makes talking to this lady, but basically you can tell that he's controlling the black market.
Nosotros hemos venido a reuniones porque se han venido a reuniones, ¿sí o no? Y siempre nos dicen lo mismo, que esto es lo que hay, que esto es lo que es, porque esto es lo que hay.
Alejandro takes us to meet some people piloting what the government says is a long-term plan to solve the food crisis.
They're going to start garden. They're starting a garden.
All right, this is Scotty. For some reason, we lost sound. I don't know what happened there. I'm showing the clip is still playing, but I don't hear anything. Dave, are you still there? Okay, what is going on with that? Okay, looks like we were disconnected. Wow. Been having issues with Skype all day, so I apologize, listeners. Let me get called back in. That is why we lost sound.
Access code accepted. This conference is being recorded. Q&A session started.
The hunger and the poverty. I want to do something to help them, but I can't. I'm in the same boot. All right, everyone, that's going to end. It's probably a minute more. We'll pick up on this and talk about it on Thursday a little bit more because it's very, very important. And this is a part of what I definitely see is going to be happening here. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.